Childhood neighbors turned on air partners. On the night of November 11, 2025, the atmosphere on Jimmy Kimmel Live was unlike anything viewers had ever witnessed. Instead of his usual witty opening, Jimmy Kimmel stood before a silent audience, visibly shaken. His voice trembled as he spoke the words no one expected to hear: "Late last night, early this morning, we lost someone very special." The studio lights dimmed, and a soft saxophone melody filled the air, one of Cleto Escobedo's favorite tunes. Jimmy Kimmel and Cleto Escobedo III shared a history that went far deeper than television. The two first met as children growing up in Las Vegas, living just two houses apart. They bonded over music, laughter, and the dream of someday performing together. That dream would later become the heart and soul of Jimmy Kimmel Live, one of the longest-running late-night shows in America. The musical journey and shared career. Cleto Escobedo III was born on August 23, 1966, into a family of musicians. His father, Cleto Escobedo Jr., taught him the saxophone, igniting a passion that would guide his entire life. Before joining Kimmel's show, Escobedo toured with pop stars like Paula Abdul and Marc Anthony and built a reputation as one of the most talented saxophonists in the industry. When Kimmel launched his late-night program in 2003, there was no hesitation about who would lead the band. "The fact that we got to work together every day is something neither of us could have imagined," Kimmel recalled through tears. Their collaboration gave birth to Cleto and the Cletones, a band that would become iconic for its jazzy riffs, playful energy, and unmistakable chemistry with Kimmel. Their friendship extended far beyond the stage. They vacationed together, raised families side by side, and supported each other through the challenges of fame and life. "Cleto wasn't just my bandleader, he was my brother," Kimmel said. "He made our show what it is." The night of the tribute. During the emotional broadcast, Kimmel struggled to contain his grief. Between pauses, he shared stories of their early mischief, racing bikes down their Las Vegas street, sneaking into garage bands, and dreaming big under desert skies. "He was always the one who believed in me first," Jimmy said. The episode ended with a slow montage of Escobedo's performances over the years, smiling, laughing, and leading his band with pure joy. As the credits rolled, Kimmel announced that the next two episodes of Jimmy Kimmel Live would be canceled, allowing the team to mourn privately. "We need time," he said, his voice barely above a whisper. Industry reactions and fans' response. Tributes flooded social media within minutes. Sheila E., who had once collaborated closely with Escobedo, wrote, "Cleto was pure light. His music spoke of joy and peace." Musicians from all over Hollywood, from jazz icons to pop stars, echoed the same message: Cleto's passion for his craft was matched only by his kindness. Fans filled the comment sections of Kimmel's posts with thousands of messages, sharing how the chemistry between the host and his band had brought comfort and laughter to their evenings. On X, formerly Twitter, the hashtag #ThankYouCleto trended for hours. Kimmel's emotional openness also struck a chord with audiences who rarely see vulnerability from big-name hosts. Entertainment critics described the moment as a defining chapter in late-night history, a reminder that behind the polished comedy, there are deep human connections holding everything together. A legacy that lives through music. Cleto Escobedo III's passing leaves a void not only in the show but in American music culture. For two decades, his saxophone solos set the tone for laughter, celebrity interviews, and unforgettable performances. His influence stretched beyond entertainment. He inspired countless young musicians to pursue jazz and live performance in a media world increasingly dominated by digital sound. Kimmel, who took the following week off, promised that Cleto's spirit would remain forever part of the show's heartbeat. "We'll keep playing his music," he said. "That's what he'd want us to do." The Jimmy Kimmel Live studio, once known for its roaring applause, has turned quieter these days. Yet, in that quiet, you can almost hear the echoes of Cleto's saxophone, a soft, soulful melody that reminds us all how fragile and beautiful friendship can be.